seems too much to bear, but time heals wounds. I know it don't seem fair.
Girl, I know your pain, and it hurts so deep. I've been there before.
I've been there before.
But baby, you will see that we've all been hurt. We've had our faults. Hey. Better to have love than not have love at all.
A lot, but you see, that's life, and that's what life's about.
But there's no fish in the sea.
You can bet your last dollar. Please believe me, I know you will go.
Get them bras on, man. Keep them shirts on, man. I know the dawn's got us in the house, man. How you doing, sir? I'm Mr. Sherry. I'm the owner of the club.
Oh, what's up, man?
Should I call you G? Gin?
Gin Hospital.
Whatever you prefer, man.
G's cool.
Listen, I just wanted to welcome you and let you know that it's an honor to have you here.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Man, you really brought him out tonight. It hasn't been this packed since we opened.
So?
Listen, G, I need one favor from you.
Anything.
I need you to get on the mic, because this crowd's been pumped for you all night.
Okay,
if you could just get on the mic and shout him out, let him know you're here, I'd really appreciate it.
I got you.
Now, for the good part. What? Upstairs, the VIP, I got Hen, Mo, Chris, girls, just like you requested.
Cool.
So you ready to do this?
For sure.
All right, man, let's do it.
Johnson reporting for Channel 8 News. I'm standing outside of City Hall awaiting the arrival of R&B sensation Ginuwine. After an incident at a DC nightclub, he will be standing trial for second-degree murder.
Look, Ginuwine, when we get here, let me handle the media. It's going to be a media circus. Let me do all the talking. You just stay focused and justice will prevail.
The details of the incident are still a bit sketchy, but it is clear that he maintains his innocence on the grounds of self-defense. Now, he will be... Wait a minute. Is that him? Is that him? It is. Ginuwine. Yeah. What do you have to say to your fans about these charges that are being brought against you?
My only comment is, my client's innocent, my client was defending himself, and we'll try this case in the courtroom, and justice will prevail through the due process.
Self-defense!
All rise. The Honorable Judge Elgin Baylor is presiding. Judge, both parties have been sworn in. This is case number 55EPIC, the State versus Ginuwine. You may be seated.
State, can I have your opening arguments, please?
Speaking about the facts, we, the state, intend to prove to the jury that the defendant's actions on the night of March 25th, 2003 were premeditated. Ginuwine went to Club Life that night, high on Hennessy and champagne, with the intention of starting a fight. Don't be fooled by this man's good looks and boyish smile. Make no mistake that the man who sits in front of you, Genuine, is a murderer.
Gee, man, I know you're tired, but I need you to stay with me. We're defending your life here.
On March 25th, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, a young life was snuffed out. Genuine is a menace to society and needs to be locked away.
Defending counsel, your opening statements, please.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I'm here because my client, Genuine, is on trial for his life.
Man, freedom as I can't believe I'm on trial for murder. Defending myself. I cannot believe this, man. Unfortunately, folks, I can't go away. I can't get locked down. I can't miss my life. My client is not a menace. I'm locked down.
Lockdown, ladies!